Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, December 15th. Coming up, as church attendance declines in the U.S., some congregations are finding it difficult to maintain their historic buildings. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Meteorologists say you may face dangerous conditions on the roads today. Blowing and drifting snow could reduce visibility, especially in rural areas. Here's IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Temperatures are below zero across central Illinois again early Monday morning, with wind chills as cold as 20 to 25 below zero. Southerly winds gusting to 30 miles per hour will keep wind chills below zero for much of the day, while also continuing the risk for areas of blowing snow, reduced visibility, and hazardous travel, especially in rural areas. Southerly winds will bring in some change, though, as temperatures warm into the 20s this afternoon, with much warmer days with highs in the 40s late this week into the weekend. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
We have a link to winter road conditions from the Illinois Department of Transportation at ipmnewsroom.org. The blustery weather is causing schedule changes at local school districts. Champaign, Danville, Rantoul, and Urbana Public Schools are holding an e-learning day today. Mahomet Seymour Community Schools are closed today. Winter weather brought snow, dangerous cold, and deadly wrecks to central Illinois over the weekend. Reginald Hardwick reports.
Snow on Saturday caused multiple cars to collide along I-57 in Coles County, causing one death. In Sangamon County, the coroner confirms a 14-year-old girl riding in a car died in a crash on I-55 near the Clear Lake exit. Saturday's snowfall amounts ranged from 5 inches in Champaign to 8 inches in Danville. After the snow moved out, Arctic air moved in. On Sunday morning, wind chills fell to 31 degrees below zero at the University of Illinois Willard Airport. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Hours after terrorists killed 16 people at a Hanukkah season ceremony in Australia, a menorah lighting went on as planned in Champaign last night. University of Illinois journalism professor Charles Ledford covered the event for IPM News.
Guys, as you come in, you can come light a menorah. Welcome, seniors.
Two University of Illinois police cars idled outside Illini Chabad Sunday evening. Inside, 150 people celebrated community, joy, and resilience. Rabbi David Teichtel noted the timing.
I know we're all feeling very mixed feelings. On the one hand, it's Hanukkah, and it's happy. But we have to also allow ourselves to feel the pain.
Teichtel urged the community to channel their anger and pain into action and positivity. As the night ended, attendees filed out into the bitter cold. Inside, the first light of Hanukkah continued burning. Charles Ledford, IPM News.
Still to come, as church attendance declines in the U.S., some congregations are finding it difficult to maintain their historic buildings. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for bitterly cold temperatures this morning, becoming mostly sunny and blustery with areas of blowing snow and a high of 24 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 16 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 36 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's been a tough year for farmers, with higher costs for supplies, lower prices for their harvest, and President Trump's trade war closing off markets. Now the administration says it'll send out $12 billion in payments. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A historic church building in Champaign has been demolished to make way for more student housing. What's happened to the University Place Christian Church is part of a national trend driven by the shifting demographics of religion. IPM Student Newsroom's Anna Koh reports.
On a Sunday in mid-September, under the dark wood ceiling at Unit Place Christian Church, sunlight streams through the stained glass windows. The pews are packed for the final worship service held inside this neo-Gothic building. Like many here, Kay Mahana grew up in the church.
My husband and I married here 14 years ago in this sanctuary, and he has since passed. So this holds a very special place in my heart.
Attendance at Sunday morning services at Unit Place has been dropping since the 1950s. The sanctuary at Wright in Springfield was built in 1934 to accommodate 600 worshipers. By this past summer, 50 or so might show up. Mahana says the congregation has been fighting a losing battle to maintain the aging structure.
I've been a part of all the cleanups when there was water. We've known that the pipes had corroded badly and were behind the walls, and the walls had asbestos in them.
Eric Freifogel chairs the church's board of trustees. At some point over the years, he and other church members gave the building a nickname, Bob, the big old building.
Whenever something goes wrong, we say, Bob is calling out again. When our basement is flooded and people have to rush in here and to try to deal with the mess, for example, Bob is calling, you know, or electricity goes out, we got plaster falling off the wall, Bob is calling.
Freifogel says the cost of maintaining Bob, the church building, was threatening the long-term viability of the church itself, the community of believers.
It is whether the wrecking ball is going to hit the church building or whether it's going to hit the congregation.
Last March, the church trustees voted unanimously to sell the building. Fairlawn Realty had offered to buy it at the appraised value of $4.1 million, the kind of money that could sustain a congregation for years.
You know, many, many churches have been demolished or repurposed.
That's David Alboy, a professor of economics at the University of Illinois.
The church doesn't play as central a role in our lives as it used to.
He says older urban churches like Unit Place are finding it more and more difficult to maintain their buildings. Leslie Baker, who now lives near Detroit, grew up in University Place Christian Church.
I attended services, Sunday school, youth group at the church. I was baptized there. I was married there in 1982, and my sons were baptized there.
In May, Baker learned that the church had decided to sell the property. She filed an application asking the city's Historic Preservation Commission to nominate the building as a landmark. To get a building designated as a landmark in Champaign, it has to be approved at three levels. First, the Historic Preservation Commission looks at whether it has historical or architectural significance. Then, a separate commission weighs in at a public hearing. But it's ultimately up to the City Council to make the final call. If the City Council approves a landmark nomination, then any plans to sell or demolish the building can be stopped. Baker says she wasn't doing all this work just for herself.
I'm doing this for my grandparents, my parents, and for really for all of the generations of University Place Christian Church members and community members who worked and sacrificed over the decades to build this beautiful church from the ground up.
In the end, Baker's application to preserve the building made it to the City Council, which ultimately denied the request, taking into account the rising maintenance costs and the fact that the contract to sell the building was already in place. The church's deal with Fairlawn closed at the end of October, and the building was demolished. Fairlawn has submitted plans to develop the site into a five-story, 283-unit apartment building called the Mosaic. For the foreseeable future, University Place Christian Church will meet in the University YMCA. Freifogel says that many of the architectural items that made a church at Wright in Springfield so special have been preserved. For example, some of the stained glass windows were removed before demolition.
We intend to break up into pieces and to hand them out as mementos to church members.
He says these pieces of stained glass are akin to a photo on the wall of a beloved ancestor deeply missed, a reminder of the continuity among generations. The pipe organ has also been removed and rehomed to a church in Jackson, Missouri. All of that is cold comfort for Leslie Baker.
So I guess I just assumed that my, you know, future funeral would be at University Place Christian Church. So that was just kind of a hard realization that mine and many other people's, you know, may not have that choice in the future because of what's happening with this church.
Amanda Koh,
IPDA News.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Anna Koh, Charles Ledford, Donna Warder, and Andrew Pritchard. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.